So they've been throwing around this fucking word, this critical race theory shit, and I'm trying to see what that's about. Like, what they talking about, this critical race theory shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds like they're covering up something very important. Just the phrase in itself, critical race theory, like, what the fuck does that mean? That's like some like low key underlining Nazi type of shit to the Jews type of shit, the way they try to portray the whole history. You know, we running into a point of the day and age of where we're past the fucking age of information. We're actually fresh into it. You know, a lot of this information I be seeing coming across on social media, TikTok, Instagram, a lot of that shit be I done heard it already. I done seen it already. I watch videos on it, and sometimes I see a lot of new shit with a new perspective. But then I also see shit that was talked about, that was to come, that sounded outlandish unless you had context to it. You know, which they're trying to say is conspiracy shit. They locked up every motherfucker in the mob over conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? RICO acts and shit. Conspiracy, man. Listen. Call it what you want. But it is what it is. That's what it is. That's the truth. You know what I mean? There's no hiding this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? They ain't expect motherfuckers to be able to. They ain't expect the burst of information to be shared on the internet the way it was, how fast it was. Why we in a stage of censorship and all of that shit? But they say that this critical race theory. I had the definition pulled up. I'm gonna pull it right back up, honestly, because they said the critical race theory is an academic movement of civil rights scholars and activists in the United States seeking to critically examine U.S. law as it interacts with issues of race and to challenge mainstream American liberal approaches to racial justice. So I heard someone say on the news, like, that this isn't something that they should be teaching in schools. Basically, teaching... This is basically what they're talking about. Black people are waking up. Black people is waking up. And they're coming to learn their history and the history of this, the real true history of this country and where it pertains to them and how and why up into modern day present. That's happening probably a little faster than they wanted it to and expected it to, but shit is still in accordance, you know what I mean? But there was open talks with all this racial injustice due to the George Floyd thing to basically start teaching this side of history in schools. And I guess some parts of white America just was uncomfortable with it. They just didn't want their kids feeling to be learning that they're responsible, their ancestors were responsible for slavery in the context that it would be put in. You know, basically learning black history from a black perspective. You know, they didn't. That's what critical race theory is, basically, in a nutshell. They didn't wrap these fucking words around it and all this shit, made it into a phrase. Let's not get it confused. You know, and then they threw the theory aspect on it. They said academic scholars. You know, academic and activists. Let me see what the fuck. It's a body of legal scholarship and academic movement. So, these are basically black people identifying their race situations and circumstances and using laws and using laws that were written and still that still apply today. You know what I mean? These are just people who can elaborate that very well, who have studied this very well. These American laws, these are African American, quote unquote, or black, quote unquote. You have to say that nowadays because people's waking up, you know. So it says it's a body of legal scholarship and academic movement of civil rights scholars and activists in the United States, seeking to critically examine U.S. law as it intersects with issues of race and to challenge mainstream American liberal approaches to racial justice. So it's really dissecting the laws and the system of America itself as pertains to a race of people. Breaking it down under a microscope. Pulling their card, pulling their hand, you know? The thing is that these things still go on today. And it's just woven into the fabric of this country. Ain't no way of getting that out without starting over. There's no reconciliation that has ever been considered or will be considered. Every time reparations is brought up, it's also shot back down. You know, so that's out the window, you know what I mean? That's neither here or there. There has to be a reset of this country, and that's what it's gonna be too. For the better or for the worse. Look, it depends on your perspective. Honestly, it's not gonna be in the favor of the people. It never is. You know, we'll just be manipulated into something that'll go something like that and something like this. Just remember, you heard it here first. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. That's my little shit on the critical race theory. That's me breaking it down, busting it down for you. It's, shit. It is what it is. This whole racism and all of that shit, it's a part of American culture. It's embedded. Every group, every new group, the Italians, the French, the Germans, the Jews, the Mexicans, the Arabics, the Africans, anytime they come over here, they got the Haitians, they got some, you know, they got to go through a process. They had to go through the ritual. You know what I'm saying? You got to be oppressed. But the thing that is really being broken down is that we're really starting to see is that, you know, the darker you are, the worse it is for you. You know what I'm saying? So that just is what it is. Okay, so another big thing to the whole critical race theory is really just more of a setup, I feel like. You know, the word and terminology, after everybody done been through what they done been through or whatever, you know what I mean? But there was another, so I think it was pretty sure it was in the Obama administration when they formed the term Black Identity Extremists. So now Black people who want to follow this critical race theory will be, they already have a terroristic classification for you, point blank period. But yeah, that's gonna be something major to watch out for. And to watch closely, though, you know, the way they're throwing these words around, it's been something I've actually been into lately before this even popped up. You know what I mean? Just in the last maybe 2 or 3 months, you know, there's layers to this language, levels to it too, getting your vocab and all that up. But these phrases and what they mean and how they're going about putting them together and what they're trying to say is very intriguing. But as far as black people who have been teaching and things like that, this is just a term to throw, you know, instead of the whole woke and all of that, been able to throw that theory word on it, so it's just like it's speculation, even though in the definition that they have of it now, it is a body of academic scholars and activists looking at things in a very intellectual, intelligent way. How it can still be theory or theoreticized, that's what it's about, you know. It really struck some fear in the motherfuckers to be teaching a rhetoric or even be admitting to a rhetoric that will have black people standing on their square in their defense for what they feel is owed to them, or that they, or the rights or equality or justice that they feel they're entitled to. It's just going to be a very interesting thing, but we're going to keep a close eye on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely let y'all know something airtime. You know what I mean? Until the next time, we out.